Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show. Super excited to have you back. It's been a little while since I've done a solo episode. And today I want to answer a question that I got asked on my personal Facebook page from Mark. And it's what a fit pro should do every single day in order to get leads and grow their business. I thought this was such a great question. And if you're new here, I want to first of all just say thank you for joining me. And I'm really dedicated to helping fit pros start, grow, and scale profitable high ticket fitness empires. We're not looking just to make a few bucks. If you're just looking for a side hustle, I'm not your guy. I'm the only online fitness business coach who's done more than $15 million himself in online fitness coaching sales. And I've maintained a 7-figure fitness business for more than 10 years. Essentially, I've done more than all the competition combined. Okay. Because most of these guys are gurus. They've done it once, but they haven't done it consistently. And that's the difference between a guru and an expert. So, hey, listen, I just want to say, it doesn't feel like that long ago that I was working at the gym 60 to 70 hours a week and just counting reps, 1, 2, 3, 7 more. And really wasn't sure if this is where I was meant to be. And thankfully, I wouldn't call coincidences, but God incidences. I've met a lot of great people that kind of just prompted me to check things out. And I met my first, I would call him a mentor. He wasn't a formal mentor, but he was my boss. He told me about the world of online marketing. And I took a look around. This was back in my mid-20s, and the rest is history. Started my online fitness business back in 2006 and grew up multiple 7-figure businesses, helped my wife build multiple 6-figure fitness businesses. And I've helped literally hundreds of students do the same over the last number of years. So I just want to share that in case you're new here so that, what I'm sharing with you isn't coming from a guru who heard this from another coach that heard it from another coach and now is just regurgitating it. What I'm about to share with you is coming from experience and having lived in your shoes and knowing what it's like to have to create content every day and show up and face rejection and hear crickets and spill your guts and tell your story and even still have very few people respond. And sometimes, heck, even people criticize you and hate on you and just not sure. And man, oh man, is this even worth it? It sounded like a great idea when I started it, but is it even worth it? Hey, just let's dive into the core content today. This is dedicated to an individual who asked a great question on my personal page, Mark Coleman. And he said, hey, Vince, it'd be cool if you did a podcast on 5 to 7 things a fit pro needs to do every single day in order to build their biz and get more clients. And let's do that for sure. So let's talk about what kind of clients. We're going to talk about high ticket clients here. So where you're selling a package anywhere from, I'd say, $500 up to $5,000. That'd be a great price point, $5,000 for a 90-day program. That's where you want to move towards, okay? Maybe not over the first year, depending on who you are. Maybe you can start out with that right out of the gate. So you're a fit pro, and I'm just going to assume that you know what I teach. We don't teach you to be an online fitness coach. Like, we don't teach you how to be that fitness coach who's just got 10 to 20 clients. There are business coaches out there that I've had them tell me, they're like, hey, you market to a different type of fit pro. And I was aware of that, but they wanted to distinguish, like, you actually are really dedicated to helping people make a significant amount of income. Like, the people we work with, they just want 10 to 20 clients. So if you just want 10 to 20 clients, you really don't need me. To be honest, you don't need anybody. You could figure it out on your own. And that'll get you an easy 5 to 10K a month. You don't need a fitness business coach to make 5 to 10K a month. It might take you a heck of a long time, but I want to make it clear, you don't need a fitness business coach to make 5 to 10K a month. That's easy. All right. You just do the math. It will take you some time, but if you obviously want to buy speed, then hire a coach. But if time isn't an issue, you don't mind, taking your sweet time and there's no urgency to this goal, then heck yeah, figure it out on your own. All right. And you can say that, hey, I did it on my own. But for somebody who's looking to move quicker and that values their time
and that is looking to make a name for themselves, and that knows that this industry is getting more and more competitive by the minute, and they want to stand out, cut through the noise. And you want, you're not looking just to make a couple bucks, right? You actually want to scale this thing. Like, you want to take this to 20, 40, and eventually $60,000, $80,000 months. Not because of the money, but because of the process and the pain you're going to have to go through to see what you're really made of, to get to those levels, like to see what your potential really is. The process is going to be painful, and you understand the purpose is found in pain. Like, you want to go after your purpose, and you really want to see what you're truly made of. This is who the Vince Del Monte podcast is for. Do I have your attention? Awesome. Hey, let's dive into those 5 to 7 things. This is going to be a fairly tactical episode. And even if you're not selling to people with an online fitness service, this is for anybody who's an entrepreneur who's selling coaching services, really any kind of high ticket service. This is the stuff you can't avoid, right? You just can't skip this stuff, okay? So first of all, we got to use a simple acronym, okay? GPS is what we're going to work off today, which stands for great content. We need productive conversations, and we need a simple sales system. If you're not producing the numbers you desire, it means that you're not effectively executing on one of those three things or a combination of those three things. All right. So we always just ask those three magic questions. All right. Am I creating amazing content? Am I having productive conversations? And do I have a simple sales system? And we look at the metrics under each one of those that are going to help us hit our revenue target. So under great content, what is great content? If you've listened to my previous podcast with Mike Roddy, who's helped me with my Instagram, if you've taken a look at my Instagram account lately, we're in growth mode. We're on pace for another 10,000 followers this month. We should hit 80,000 followers this month. And it's because we've really figured out how to grow an account. All right. Most people use their Instagram account to just nurture leads, and they don't get a lot of engagement, and their content's so niched that it's not, they wonder, hey, why is my account not growing? It's because you don't have any growth content. All right. So when we're looking at amazing content, a lot of people think amazing content just comes down to providing value. And that's not necessarily true. Okay. Let me explain. If you want to grow an account, you need content that gets saved and that gets shared. And the content that gets saved and shared creates an emotional connection. Write that down, an emotional connection. We obviously have like trainings on what these kind of posts look like and how to write them and all that good stuff. But just to give you the high level, with your amazing content, we need a strategy. If you look at my account, you can reverse engineer what I'm doing at Vince Del Monte. All right, just go to @VinceDelMonte. I'm the blue verified account, and just study what's Vince doing with his content. And what you'll see is three pieces of content rotated. You'll see viral content, Twitter content, and you'll see personal brand content. And in the personal brand content, that's where I share stories. All right. Then there's different types of stories you can share, but they're typically very vulnerable, and they typically share a damaging admission. All right. And they're where I truly get naked. You can't fake this stuff, right? You can read some of those posts and you're like, holy geez, listen, what Vince is really spilling his guts here. It's not a tactic. It's the life I'm living. I'm just literally got to a point where I accept that to grow an account, to build a brand, a personal brand, you have to emotionally connect with people. They have to know why you do what you do. And they have to know that you can relate to where they are at on the journey, and you don't come across as this like high and mighty scientific guru that's backs everything up with the 35 studies. Nobody wants to learn from that guy or girl. All right. People want, they don't want advice. People want to relate to your story. They want to know that they can trust you and that you've already walked in their shoes. They trust people that have already shared the same pain. All right. So here's the deal. One of your posts has to be just amazing content. And again, we've got 14 different pieces of content that fall under just this one type of content. And we need to learn how to tell stories. All right. We need to learn how to create relatable moments. Okay. And typically this is backed up with an epic selfie post. Okay. The other piece of content we need are Twitter posts. You'll see these on my posts. I call them Twitter posts because they match the same kind of font size as the Twitter, and they're native. They go with the platform and they're non-promotional looking, and they're just a soundbite. They're things that people save and share, and saves and shares is how the algorithm works on Instagram. So the more saves and shares you get, the more people will discover your account. So we need to get good at creating content that people save and share. And when we get good content, some of our posts hit 30, 40,000 reach. It's really cool. And we get new followers. So you need a type of content that gets people to save and share and engage and prompts engagement. So if you look at my Twitter posts, you'll see my first line and my last line. I always tell people what to do. Hey, drop 3 fire emojis if you're feeling this. Hey, drop an amen if you believe. Stuff like that. Just study what I do and reverse engineer it, okay? And then what I do for my viral posts is a little different than what we teach Fit Pros. I'd also have you start doing carousel posts. So Mark, everyone listening, I'll teach you what you need to do. You want a carousel post every third post. And the carousel post, again, is going to get saved, all right? And it's going to get shared. And it's going to be something that people revisit. So for a Fit Pro, it would be a killer workout. Full-blown chest workout with five different clips from the workout with detailed descriptions. It would be stuff that you would think you would only find in somebody's paid program. Like these carousel posts should be so good that your competition is like, holy crap, his free content is better than my paid content. A good example is Brian Acosta, who's been one of our guests twice to the 7-Figure Mastermind, and he's taught us his entire process for how he crushes organic. All right. So you need a carousel post. And this is the stuff that's going to build up massive goodwill. Maybe you're into nutrition. This would be like a full-blown step-by-step guide on how to make your favorite smoothie in the morning and breakfast and 5-minute shake and lunch and dinner and snacks. And not just like one cheesy, cheap photo, but like a great 5 to 10 slides, detailed description where people are going to save it. And they're going to say, I'm going to go back to this when I want to make this. And this is how your content, your account starts getting shares and saves. This is how the algorithm works. Okay. You now have got a little inside scoop on amazing content. And that's specific for Instagram. For what you do on Facebook, it's a little different. I've got 14 different posts that we teach on how to convert friends into buyers. If you go to my personal Facebook account and you just download the last 14 posts, you'll start to get you'll start to see different kinds of posts that I do. And maybe I'll save this for another podcast, but you'll see story posts, results posts, engagement posts. You'll find video testimonial posts. You'll find live videos. You'll find, what else do we have? All sorts of story posts. And oh my goodness, I'm drawing a blank here, but I've got a lot of different types of posts and we just rotate these around. Okay. The engagement posts are really important. Depending on whether you're on Facebook, the kind of content you put on Facebook doesn't necessarily work on Instagram. And that's why a lot of people that say, oh, I'm just going to repurpose what I put on Instagram on Facebook, you're going to flunk out big time because it doesn't, there's some type of content like selfie posts on your Instagram. There's some, like the caption might work well for Instagram as well, or sorry, for Facebook as well, but you'll find that they're two different platforms. You literally have to speak differently, and people that repurpose, just look at your own account. You'll see, hey, why did this do well on Instagram, but it didn't do well on Facebook and vice versa? All right. Because the algorithms are different. Okay. The algorithms are different. The Facebook algorithm really is the currency is comments. So you got to first understand these platforms and what they thrive on before you start creating content. So that's the foundation of the business. All right. And this content we're putting out is valuable, purposeful, and shareable. So valuable, purposeful, and shareable. So that's really the first piece. And I would be spending at least 90, you know, how I do my content. I map out all my content either on a Monday morning for Instagram or a Friday afternoon for Facebook. And I do all my content 7 days in advance. All right. I'm at a point where I can crank out a whole week's worth of content in 75 to 90 minutes. All right. So it's 2 90-minute blocks for the most part. And my content is done. So one thing you want to avoid is creating your content on the fly. I know it feels like I've done it before, but it's not structured. And believe me, if you have a structure for the types of posts you need to create, you can start doing it in time blocks. All right. So that's the first piece. Amazing content. All right. We're now going to go to the second piece. We need to be going live every day. Okay. So if it's Instagram, it's an Instagram story for 90 seconds. If it's Facebook, I'd be going for about at least 5 minutes. Every single day, you got to go live. Every single day, you got to go live. Every single day, you got to go live. Okay. You just have to show up consistently. Okay. And you got to answer people's questions. And I would create a little show. All right. Ask Mark, ask Vince. And it's just ask me anything and answer one question per episode and name it. Give it a show title. Ask the Skinny Guy Savior. Go on YouTube and you'll find an epic series of videos called the Ask the Skinny Guy Savior series. I used to answer 5 questions in 5 minutes with a timer and people loved it. And all the questions came off my Facebook page. So that's for you, I'd start off with just one question per show. For Instagram stories, for both of these, what you want to do at the end is make a little call to action. I don't have time to go into my really detailed 3-step script at the end to get maximum messages, but essentially you just want to get in the habit of basically saying, hey, if you're ready right now, see those two words, if ready right now. Those are like the ultimate top 3 words in the first 3 words of a sentence to qualify somebody. If you're not, don't worry about it. Ready. If you're not ready, don't message me right now. And if you're not ready right now, then don't message me. If you're ready right now to see if and how we can help you accelerate your results, then send me a little message and we'll have a chat. So something like that. All right. And you create some scarcity around it. Hey, we only got 3 spots left this week or something like that. But just basically we want to say, if you're ready right now to see if and how we can help you incorporate this information into your own goals to help you look better than most people start on New Year's Day, by New Year's Day, then send me a little message and we'll have a chat and go from there. All right. So you got to go live every day. That's number two. The third thing you got to do every day. And by the way, that should take you no more than 5 to 10 minutes. I'll tell you about how you're going to be ready for those videos in a bit, okay? The third thing you want to do is the power hour, okay? The power hour is where you spend a full minute messaging, all right? Yes, you need to message people, all right? Conversations lead to conversions, okay? You can't just wait for people to message you. You're not that popular. You're not that big. Unless you're currently getting 50 to 100 inbound messages a day, then you need to do this. All right? Anybody that's a fitness business coach that says, I can help you build a business without messaging people, just walk right away because they're literally lying to you. How the heck else are you going to get conversations going? All right. Now I'm going to show you how to have conversations with people that are engaging with your content. And you're not like going to go find hashtags and randomly message people that have never engaged with your account or have heard of you before. That's called cold outreach. I don't believe in cold outreach, but warm outreach, absolutely. All right. Inbound leads is ultimately what we want. And that's going to come from your amazing content. If you're not creating amazing content, no one's going to message you. All right. But hey, listen, not everyone's going to message you, even if you do keep creating amazing content. But if we message them, we have an opportunity to see if we can possibly help them. So for an hour, every single day, you got a time block, 1 hour every single day, and you're going to message everybody who's liked your stuff. New followers, old followers, people viewing your stories, engaging with your polls, and commenting on your stuff, all right? And you're going to work a very natural script. It's not robotic. It's not awkward. It's not salesy. It's really just non-assumptive. It's just really just checking in, saying hello, seeing if there's anything you can do to help them. And again, it's completely under the radar. It's not like 99% of the scripts fitness business coaches are giving their students these days. I've read them because we buy our competition's programs with secret accounts. I can't believe I just told you that. But yeah, I know what my competition is putting out there. And we go check out their programs and we look at the scripts. They're not bad, but they're not optimal. They're not sustainable. All right. They'll get you a few clients, but they're very assumptive. They break the number one rule of a great script, which is being non-assumptive. All right. It's clear that this is a pitch. There's a pitch coming. I'm like, oh my gosh. So it'll only work on people that are actually ready to buy. So basically, these coaches are setting their students up for leaving a lot of money on the table. Just a little insight for you. Okay. So we got to do the power hour every day, and we want to build up to at least 100 messages a day, like bare minimum, with the vision one day of having a team of 5 outreach specialists who are all doing 100 messages each. Like if you get to that level, you're going to be running a 7-figure business. All right. You want to build a team of outreach specialists. All right. So that's your third thing. The fourth thing is build your program. Okay. I'm not saying that you don't have a program right now, but I want you to keep improving it. All right. For 4 hours a week, I just work on my own program, six-figure coach, seven-figure mastermind. We're making more modules. We're stripping out older trainings. We're making the product better. We're adding case studies. We're just improving the product. Okay. And it's always based on feedback of our students. So our students are saying, hey, we need help with this. Okay. Awesome. Shoot. We missed that. So listen to the feedback of your students. And every week I want you to just make your product a little better and better. And when you launch your product, good enough is good enough. I always joke around my first ebook, No Nonsense Muscle Building. I don't even know if I finished it. I can't tell you how many typos were in that first ebook, but guess what? It was good enough to put out there. It had a workout program. It had a meal plan and people got it going. All right. Here's the deal. You want to improve your program because the ultimate vision, like my vision for you, if you're my student, is for you to have the one play way. Okay. We call it the one play way. And that's where everybody in your program is following the same program. Okay. Because you're attracting one type of person who has one type of problem and you got one promise, which makes you the expert. You're not doing bespoke training. That is not what we teach. Okay. We do not teach that. That's good if you just want 15 to 20 clients, but you'll never scale it beyond 15 to 20 clients because there's no way you can be customizing workouts and meal plans for more than 15 to 20 people a month. You'll be stuck. Now, that's what a lot of people want. If that's what you want, again, you don't need us. You can do that on your own. But if you want to be a specialist and you want to scale to 100K a month over the next few years, you need to be a specialist. Okay. I think that's those are a couple of the main things. The next one is, so we got building our program, Power Hour, amazing content, going live every day. All right, there's your four things. The next thing is we need a simple sales system. So we talked about great content, productive conversations. Now we need a simple sales system. So you're going to have to do calls. All right, so you're going to have to time block calls. Now, how many calls should you be doing a day? You should be building up to 5 calls per day. I personally can't do more than 5 sales calls a day. I just find that's where my threshold is. So I like to stay a little under my threshold. And I do about, I don't do any sales calls right now, but when I was, I'd do about 4 to 5 sales calls a day. All right. So you want to have time blocked. I would say 45 minutes a call. What we do in our calendar, we block off 30 minute slots, but then we put 45 minutes in the calendar link. So basically 90, 90, 90, 90, you're going to have, what's that? 3 hours a day. So 3 hours a day, you want blocked out for sales calls. This is where you're collecting money. This is when you're enrolling students. All right. So if you don't have 4 to 5 calls a day, we have to then look back at, are you having enough conversations? If you don't have enough conversations, then we have to look at your content. So we always just, our students get such great results because we keep it so dang simple. All right. 3 magic questions. All right. Always just works back through that flow and optimizing each one of those pieces. All right. So now you got your sales calls. Okay. What we'll eventually tack on is probably 30 minutes a day for follow-up. And we've got a full-blown follow-up signature system as well, where you're doing value-added follow-up. Not, hey, you ready to buy yet? Hey, what are you waiting for? Hey, I got a discount. It's value-added follow-up. It's actually coaching them while they're not yet a client. Can you imagine? Right? Coach them before they become a client. So give them great content where they'll see the value of your service and they'll finally say when they're ready, yeah, I'm ready to pull the trigger now. Okay. So we want to build some value-added follow-up into that simple sales system as well. All right. So we got 4 things now, right? Let's recap those. Actually, there's 5 things now. So we've got our amazing content. We got our daily lives. We got our power hour. We're building our program. We got our simple sales system where we're taking calls. And then next, we've got to deliver our program, right? You've got clients in your world and you probably have to do some check-ins. Maybe you got to do maybe a live in your group, Facebook group, where you're answering questions. We love our students doing 1 or 2 lives per week where they take all the group questions, which really eliminates the need to do custom check-ins. All right. And we teach our students how to do that. The key is to have a one-stop shop for all your students to get all their questions at 2 set times per week, maybe even 1 set time per week. You don't need to be doing freaking check-ins for 1 million clients. All right. You've got to have one program for one person at one price point, because that means 80% of the questions are going to be the same. And when the questions are the same, you can say, hey, this week I'm going to be going over this. Hey, next week we're going to be covering this. Hey, next week we're going to be covering this. And now you've got a scalable program. Okay. If this doesn't sound like how you're running your coaching business, then please send me a message on my Instagram at Vince Del Monte and say, hey, Vinny, I love to talk coaching. I think there's a lot of improvements that I can make to my coaching program. Okay. So we've got our delivering our program, right? We want to make sure our students are getting great results. So we need to set up our day with that as well. So let's go to the last thing. And this is going to be our personal development piece. All right. So this is going to look like different things. It's going to be reading, training, resting. Okay. So reading, what are you putting into your brain? Are you reading good books right now? Cash Advertising, a great book for ads. The Story Factor, an incredible book for telling stories. Maybe Boundless by Ben Greenfield, Optimizing Your Brain. Limitless by Jim Quick. Maybe you're reading Sell Like Crazy. There's so many great books. You guys should all be consuming at least 10 pages a day. All right, just feeding your mind, because if you're not feeding your mind, you're not going to know what to talk about on your lives. Okay, so that's really important. Part of this is also research and really getting clear on your avatar. One of the biggest things, this should be a separate podcast, students that aren't making the amount of money they want don't know their clients intimately enough. So how much time are you spending a day just studying your marketplace, going into other Facebook groups, reading Amazon reviews, reading comments on YouTube channels, and just like really understanding the pain points and the frustrations and the fears and the hopes and the wants of your dream client? Because if you don't know those things, you won't be able to connect with them and people aren't going to message you. Okay. We want to spend some time each day researching and just getting a better understanding of who's on the other side of the screen. Okay. And training, right? All this is all under personal development. So researching, reading, and training. If you're in fitness, you got to look the part. I'm going to keep this really simple for you. But the bigger you are, the leaner you are, the stronger you are, the curvier you are, the more money you'll make just by default. Even if you have no idea what you're doing marketing wise, even if you like have zero knowledge and you're the worst trainer in the world, if you are hot and strong and entertaining, you're going to beat people that've got all the knowledge in the world and got the best fitness business coach in the world, just because you're going to draw attention. So we need to know that money follows attention. And if you're in the fitness business, you are in the skin game. Yes, you are in the skin game. It is what it is. People are going to make quick assessments and you've got to look the part. Okay. I'm not saying you got to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not saying you got to take steroids. I'm not saying you got to go on TRT. I'm not saying you got to start doing plastic surgery. I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying. You've got to look at the mirror and be confident in what you've got to look better than 99% of the people out there, because this is your bodies are your business. Bodies are your business. So you've got to look the part and just transforming your own physique. A lot of you just aren't making the type of money you want to make because you don't look the part. You're overweight. I'm on a podcast now, so I'm going to be a little politically incorrect. Ladies, this goes for you too, right? You can't sell fat loss programs if you're not in shape. Guys, this goes for you too. Like you got to look the part, right? You got to be constantly getting better. Guys, girls, someone's got to tell you, and you know that, but to be in denial that won't make that much of a difference, try it. Get shredded. All right, get into the best shape of your life and you tell me if your bank account doesn't get bigger. All right, so some of the simplest things to do are right there in front of us, but yeah, we just sometimes miss them and we need a friendly reminder. So there's your friendly reminder. Vinny needs to get bigger. Vinny needs to get curvier. Vinny needs to get stronger. It goes for all of us. So I think that's it. Let's just recap those things. We talked about amazing content, going live, power hour, building your program, delivering your program, simple sales system, and personal development. We should wrap up with a quick word on rest as well. We need to make sure we're recharging the batteries. We have to understand, I used to have a big belief that I was just unstoppable and that I could just crush it all day. I can't. It took me a little while to figure that out, but we all have capacity, okay? And we do need to rest. The harder we go, the more we need to rest. So just realize that rest can be your unfair advantage, all right? And it's not how much you work, it's how well you work, all right? It's not working longer, it's working smarter. Working 18 hours a day isn't hard. It's just stupid. Okay. It's just dumb. So listen, work smarter, not harder. All right. When you are working hard though, make sure you're working hard on the right things. That's the secret. And I hope that helps. Now, if you just break this down over the course of the day, IG stories, it's going to take you 10 minutes. Okay. Personal development, I'd set that up for at least 30 minutes. So let's just say 45 minutes. Power hour, There's another 1 hour. Okay. So we're at 1 hour, 145, building your program. Okay. Let's put that down for an hour 15. So we're at 3 hours. Simple sales system, another 3 hours or 6 hours. Okay. Amazing content. 1 hour. Let's just say 1 hour a day to start. Let's just say you are getting the flow of your captions and creating content. So there's 7 hours. Delivering your program, another hour. So yeah, you can see how this can eventually build up to easy 8 hours a day, where this can be a full-time, you know, this is a full-time thing, right? If you don't have that kind of time, you just cut those ratios down, all right? But those are the things that we want to be focusing on. And if you want some help implementing this and having somebody hold you accountable to doing these things and making sure you're doing them well, then go to callwithvince.ca and schedule a call. We're doing something super special for my birthday month. And if you jump in the calendar even before the end of October, we'll make sure you get the same offer. So doing something super special for anybody who's interested in possibly joining the seven-figure mastermind. And we'd love just to help you get all your ducks in a row before the mad rush comes in January, which is the biggest time of the year. You should be having your biggest sales month ever in January. Let's get everything situated for you and let's get everything organized here through November, first 2 weeks of January. Then things really slow down for 2 weeks and then just completely ramp up. So let's get your ducks in a row the next 6 weeks here. Send me a message on Instagram. We can have a chat, or you can go straight to callwithvince.ca and get in the calendar. And with that being said, it's 2:56, which means I got to jump on a coaching call right now for our six-figure coach community. And I think that's it. Hey, listen, if this was helpful, one thing you can do to help me out is just share the word and tag me at Vince Del Monte, put it up on your social stories. And I would be very grateful for that. We've got a whole ton of epic guests coming on the show super soon. And if there's any guest requests or topic requests, please send those to me as well on Instagram. I always love hearing what you want to hear, because this podcast is not here for me. It's here for you. So keep sending in your requests and we'll keep doing the dedicated episodes to the people that need the help. Mark, I hope this was super helpful for you. I know you booked a call already. I saw that. So hope we can support your vision. Talk to you all soon. Ciao, ciao.